Was he still active at that time?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah. His son certainly was in Washington as a bureau chief, I think. And then, but I was really impressed with his wisdom and the way he approached journalism. And so I wanted to go where he was. And the school was named for him at Kansas. But then I read in the paper that they had some racial trouble out in Lawrence, and I said, oh, no, 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 I don't want to go there. So I went to Syracuse instead. Mm-hmm. And while at Syracuse that 1 year, adding that on to my 1 year at Fisk, 41-42, my brother is beckoning me from Washington, D.C., where he now lives with his small family, and he said, come down and let's get together again, because we'd always planned to do that. So I inquired of the various schools in Washington, D.C., and the Catholic University of America in Washington had a program for admitting returned veterans with good good academic background, be a better, after only 2 years of pre-law undergraduate training. And of course, at that time, I was when I was at Syracuse, I was that was 46, 47. I was 25, 26 years old. I'm getting worried about getting to be an old man before I get into anything. So I thought, well, if I can accelerate the process, then I will go immediately into law. Now, how did I decide to become a lawyer? That was a turning point, right in Syracuse. I still wanted to be a journalist because I was enrolled in the School of Journalism there. Quite frankly, I surveyed the journalism situation among the great colored race of the United States and decided that unless you owned a newspaper as a publisher, that writing was highly unremunerative, and that I probably couldn't make a decent living out of it. And I thought, well, let me see how I stack up with law. And I had a little bit of a push from my brother, who somehow, for no particular reason at all, he just thought I might be a lawyer, a good lawyer. I don't know why. I don't think he remembers why, but he just thought, well, you know, I think he was just tossing out things that I might have ambition for. And I, and of course, when he mentioned law, I was at first negative about it, but I went to the Veterans Counseling Center in Syracuse, got a battery of tests that lasted off and on for what would amount to almost a week, certainly 5 full days, and they were angled towards analyzing my interest and skills towards a classification called author, journalist, lawyer. And it turned out that I had some skills and some considerable interest in that work, and I decided then to try for law school. So I was able to get into Catholic University Law School on that program, which I understand a number of schools had 2 or 3 years without having the requirement of the 4-year undergraduate degree for admission to law school, which I think is universal now, but which was not back in those days. So I got in the Catholic University.
Is that where the scoring 100 in the single quarter test radio test came in?
Oh, you're right on target, Roger. Yeah, right on target. Because the admissions committee, although I satisfied the formal requirements, was not that enthusiastic because they had a lot of pretty bright people in that class, people with baccalaureate degrees and some with master's degrees, and the lads who had been in seminaries and had excellent training, and they weren't too much persuaded. So I kept writing the admissions committee, and finally I was admitted, and I was told by a young law professor at Catholic University, a fellow by the name of Richard J. Blanchard, who had been an officer in the Navy, and he was just returned from the service as I was, and he spotted that particular thing of being number one in your class in an Army training school And he told me himself that he had a tough job of convincing the other two members of the admissions committee, but he was able to convince them based upon his argument that anybody who could, he could beaver his way around 400 other soldiers could probably study law successfully. And that's how I got in.
And did you do well in law school?
Yeah, I did pretty well. Yeah, I was a member of the championship moot court team.
Oh.
Won Gold Key and dictionary for that. I was on the Law Review. I was co-author of the leading article in the Law Review with two other law students. And I was told that I was number 11 in my class of about 50 some odd lawyers.
Well, by then, did you begin to develop a focus for, I'm going to be a judge someday? Or
No, that's a funny thing. I when I was a high school class president, I wanted to be a United States Senator. But all such foolish notions had gone out of my mind.
That's as significant, is it not? You, at that stage, when you were 17, 18 years old, you were thinking, not just in a total dream world, but you were thinking, well, by golly, you know, maybe if I do things right and work hard enough and get a lucky break or two, maybe I could make the United States Senate. Was this about the way it